Mesechtas Erevin, Perek Yud Mishnah Dalet. Ziz Shelefnei Achalein. If there's a ledge in front of a window that's sticking out and it's higher than 10 tefachim above off the ground outside. Outside the window is Rishis Arabim. Inside the window is Rishis Yachid. Naisin Alav and Naisin Mimena B'Shabbos. A person in the house can put things on this little ledge and take things off the ledge on Shabbos, and the ledge is looked at as an extension of the house, and it's all within the Rishis Yachid. It's not part of the Rishis Arabim. The Rav says this is only regarding putting kalim utensils that if they would fall down to the Rishis Arabim down below, they would break. But otherwise, if it's utensils that wouldn't break when they fall, then there might be concern that if his kalim fall off the ledge down to the Rishis Arabim, he may go out and retrieve them and then take from Rishis Arabim to Rishis Yachid. And so therefore, such kalim he should not put on the ledge out of concern. They may fall and he may go retrieve them. But a breakable item, a glass item, that if it falls, it'll break, and he's not going to retrieve it. So then there's no concern like that, and he can go and put it and take it off the ledge from the house. The Mishnah continues, I made Adam b'Rishis Yachid, u'metatal b'Rishis Arabim. A person who can stand in Rishis Yachid and move things that are within the Rishis Arabim that's right adjacent, right next to him. He can reach over into the Rishis Arabim and move things around. U'b'Rishis Arabim, if he's standing in Rishis Arabim, u'metatal b'Rishis Yachid, he can move things that are in the Rishis Yachid that's right next to him. He should just move them around, but not transfer the item from domain to domain. As long as when he's moving an item that's in Rishis Arabim, he does not move it a full 4 amos in Rishis Arabim. Moving it from its spot that it was located in originally, 4 amos would be the malacha of Haitzah, Maver Dal Namas Rishis Arabim, and that would be an issue. Mishnah, hey, La Yamid Adam Rishis Yachid V'Yashin Rishis Arabim. A person should not stand in Rishis Yachid, right opposite a Rishis Arabim, and yashin and urinate into the Rishis Arabim, into the public domain. That's transferring the urine from one domain to another domain, and that would be the malacha of Haitzah. Nor should he do it in the opposite. Rishis Arabim, v'yashin Rishis Yachid, to stand in the Rishis Arabim and urinate into the Rishis Yachid. That's also a problem. V'chein le'yarek, he should not spit from one domain to another domain. That's transferring the spit from one domain to another, and that's a malacha of Haitzah. Rabbi Yehuda says a bigger stringency, av mishin nitlash rukai b'fiv, even when the saliva becomes, literally means detached in his mouth, it accumulates in his mouth and it's ready to be spit out, at that point in time, it's no longer considered part of his body, it's considered a separate entity now that it's ready to be expelled. And then, le'yahalech arba ames atshiyarek, he should not walk 4 ames in Rishis Arabim until he spits it out, because it's as if he's carrying a separate item. The spit is now accumulated, ready to spit out. It's as if he's carrying the spit as he's walking through Rishis Arabim, so he has to spit it out before he walks 4 ames in Rishis Arabim.